You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. On Wednesday, Senator Dianne Feinstein voted guilty on both articles of impeachment against President Trump. She delivered the following edited remarks announcing her decision.
Madam President, the decision to remove a president at any point in their term, particularly 9 months before an election, is not something we should take lightly. Impeachment should not be a tool that Congress uses to settle policy or personal disagreement. Instead, it should only be used if a president engages in misconduct so egregious that their conviction and removal is necessary and in the nation's best interest. Alexander Hamilton wrote in Federalist 65 that the founders chose the Senate as the most fit depository of this important trust to make such a weighty decision. They actually had faith that this body could rise above pure partisanship to conduct a fair trial and reach a just verdict. In this case, however, we could not reach bipartisan agreement, not even on how to conduct the trial. It's a fact that for the first time in this nation's history, the Senate will render a verdict in an impeachment proceeding without hearing from a single witness and without reviewing key documents that have been withheld by the executive branch. As recently as last Friday, OMB admitted it continues to withhold key documents. Let me provide an example. In a court filing, an OMB lawyer wrote that 24 White House emails were being withheld because they, quote, reflect communications, end quote, by the president, vice president, or top advisors on the, quote, scope, duration, and purpose of the hold on military assistance to Ukraine, end quote. Proceeding without such vital evidence is a real mistake. I came to this trial with an open mind, to listen to the case presented by both sides, and then to make a determination based on the facts. After hearing the House manager's case, it is clear that President Trump withheld U.S. aid in an effort to obtain Ukraine's assistance to win re-election by asking that Ukraine launch and make public an investigation into Joe Biden, Mr. Trump's political opponent. The president's legal team tried to argue that this didn't happen. But without seeing key documents and hearing from key fact witnesses such as John Bolton and Mick Mulvaney, top advisors with firsthand knowledge of the president's conduct and motives, their arguments were not persuasive. So, after weighing the evidence available to us, and considering the president's pattern of similar misconduct, I will vote yes on the articles of impeachment. The House presented a compelling factual case. Congress appropriated nearly $400 million in foreign aid to Ukraine, an ally engaged in a war with a major power, Russia. It was signed into law by President Trump, who knew what he was signing and what it entailed. President Trump also knew that Ukraine desperately needed the aid and America's partnership in its efforts against the huge power, Russia. He used that vulnerability to his advantage. He privately demanded that in exchange for United States aid and a White House meeting for Ukraine's newly elected president, Ukraine's leaders had to publicly announce an investigation that would damage his political rival, Vice President Joe Biden. The president relayed those same demands to senior Ukrainian officials through both private and official government channels. This was a clear quid pro quo, and it's at the heart of the argument in the first article of impeachment, impeachment, abuse of power. President Trump took this action to benefit himself personally and not for the good of the nation. He violated the law by withholding appropriated funds in order to benefit himself and not our country. President Trump did not withhold these funds because of concern about corruption generally. Instead, he demanded just two specific investigations, Burisma and Biden, both intended to help him win re-election in 2020. After hearing the House manager's presentation, I think we've got to really ask ourselves, how can this president deal with any foreign nation after compromising himself in such a fashion? How can he be trusted to ensure that American elections are free from foreign interference? Other countries are watching. So, if the Senate refuses to correct this precedent now, the door to foreign political influence in our elections will be opened. The House managers also presented a strong case on the second article of impeachment, obstruction of Congress. Here, the facts themselves are not in dispute. President Trump ordered his administration to withhold all documents and ordered executive branch witnesses not to testify before the House began its inquiry. I'm convinced this is a rare instance where this Senate has no choice but to vote to convict and remove this president. I reach this conclusion reluctantly and with deep concern, but with the belief that this action is necessary and cannot and should not be ignored.